Pipe Network presents.
Welcome to Hentahanize Podcast, ang inyong midnight thoughts na walang pinipiling oras, ang long distance friend mo na mahiling mag-advise, at ang go-to hub mo kapag gusto mo lang ng maingay sa buhay. This podcast is hosted by yours truly, Jelly!
Hello to your left ear.
Hello to your right ear.
And hello sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 6 of Hentahanize. In today's episode, we'll talk about the 6th deadly sin, which is envy. Bakit nga ba naiinggit tayo sa ibang tao? Iisa-isahin natin ang mga tea related to inggit. Mga nakaka-tea, trigger, and naked tea, truth about our jinggitarang self. Ready na ba kayo? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Please welcome our kitty girls from Mad in Manila, Bullet and Marga. This episode is brought to you by Dulce House, the online shop for your guilty pleasures. Use promo code PIPE to buy chocolate chip cookies, Oreo cheesecake cookies, and other baking goodies. Again, that's promo code PIPE. Go to dulcehouse.com. Thank you!
Mainit na diskusyunan.
Masarap na kwentuhan.
Malinamnam na usapan.
At nakakagising na balitaktakan.
Parang kape lang. My name is Jeff.
And I'm Weya Angeline.
Join us in our conversations at Coffee na lang Dear Podcast.
Welcome to Hentahanize, Mad in Manila!
Ooh! Hello, Jelly! Hello, mga kahuntahan!
Hello, hello! How are you guys? Pero bago ko pala kayo tanungin kung kumusta kayo, magpakilala muna kayo sa ating mga kahuntahan.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Nadine Lustre. Ako po ay isa sa mga hosts ng Mad in Manila, ang paboritong comedy current affairs podcast ng bayan.
Wow! Ang ganda!
Ayayong Nadine Lustre. Consistent yan. Ang ganda. Kitang-kita sa kurba ng nose line.
Diba? Pag nakita mo talaga ako, tapos side by side mo sa kanya, wala kang makikitang difference.
Oo. Partida pa yan, kakagising mo lang.
True. Ano yan, nagwusik lang yan ng tubig sa mukha. Pero anyway, hello. We're Mad in Manila. So si Nadine Lustre, aka Bullet, and I'm Marga. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jelly, for having us on the show.
Wow, thank you sa pag-accept ng invite. Feeling ko nga meron akong celebrity guest ngayon.
Grabe naman. Totoo naman yan.
Oo.
Feeling nga namin kami nakiki-celebrity eh. Totoo naman.
O hindi, pero Jelsa, tsaka Margs, oo, di ba parang one time naalala ko nung merong get-together yung podcasters, they asked us like who our favorite podcasters are. Huntahan Nights talaga yung sinabi ko because kaka-discover ko pa lang sa Huntahan Nights na parang kaka-start mo ng season 2. Tapos ako parang, ay, ang galing naman itong babaeng to. Tapos, natuwa pa ako kasi yung huntahan, it's not something that a lot of people use in Manila. Kasi usually mga Tagalog yan sa mga probinsya eh, di ba?
Oo, Batangas, Batangan word siya. Pero I think ginagamit din
sa Bulacan
siya sa Quezon.
Din eh,
no?
Ginagamit din namin siya eh.
Sa Bulacan din, ginagamit din namin siya. Yun, kasi ang sinabi kong favorite ko, Mad in Manila! Tandaan niyo ba yun?
Wow,
nagpa-plastikan lang tayo.
Totoo, uso naman. Charot.
Sa mga suke dito sa Huntahan Nights, kilala na nila kayo. Because lagi ko kayo na siya shout out, ganyan. Tapos sa Instagram, di ba? Nare-post ko yung mga episodes nyo. Pero dun sa mga bagong listeners natin, pakilala naman kayo, Bullet and Marga, as separate entity kasi lagi kayong magkasama.
While it seems like we share a brain cell, we are in fact two different people. Something about myself, well, Bullet and I used to work together, pero ako, I'm a person who's interested in a lot of things. Ako yung certainly very geeky between Bullet and I because I have a lot of geeky interests. Mahilig ako sa anime, mahilig ako manood na sobrang daming TV shows, movies, video games, you name it. Porn lang ang hindi ko paborito kasi paborito
ni Sinungaling.
I would rather I would rather give him the privilege. So, ano ba? I'm single. Para sa mga kahuntahan na interested malaman yon, I'm single.
Oy, puro pogi pa man din yung mga guests ni Jelly so far this season, ha?
Mm-mm.
Ako naman si Bullet, yung other half ng Mad in Manila. Ayun nga, lagi nyo kayong makikita magkasama ni Marga kasi wala ako lang talaga yung kaibigan niya eh.
Package deal kasi kayo eh.
Package deal. Pero yun nga, may mga bagay na ginagawa siya. Yun nga, yung porn addiction niya na tinutulungan ko naman siya to get over.
By consuming the porn myself.
Oo, mahilig din ako manood ng mga TV shows na galing sa kung saan-saan. Hindi ko pinapangako na papanoorin ko sila hanggang dulo kasi kapag nabubore na talaga ako, tinitigilan ko talaga sila. I also love comics, especially yung mga DC na mga comics, ganyan. And then right now, ano ba? Ako yung tumutulong sa inyo dun sa inyong online shopping addiction kasi yun yung ginagawa ko talaga.
si Bullet ay corporate slave,
yes,
ng isa
sa shopping.
Oo, isa sa pinakamalaking online shopping platforms dito sa Pinas.
Nagja-drive yung mga ano niyo, no, yung mga gusto niyo, no. Kaya magkasundo kayo.
Lalo na dun sa porn.
Iba talaga.
Pero alam mo, Jelly, masasabi ko, especially sa mga kahuntahan na, let's say, lahat naman tayo may mga close friends, di ba? You really wouldn't know your friends until you watch porn.
Yun yung basihan ng friendship ngayon, no?
Oh, it's one of the cornerstones. It's one of the cornerstones talaga.
Tapos matitigil lang kami kapag tipong nag-zoom in na talaga dun sa abs ng mga tao yung eksena. Parang, ay, oh my gosh, wait lang. This is getting real.
Wait lang, pakipos. Ganon. Yun kami, Jelly. Ano na, nare-regret mo na ba yung desisyon na sinama mo kami dito?
Oy, baka, sa kapapanood nyo ba ng porn? Nagnasa na ba kayo sa isa't isa?
Hindi pa naman. Kasi bago kami manood, naliligo kami ng holy water.
Baka sa'yo, Bullet, hindi pa. Baka kay Marga. Meron na.
Well, ako, maraming beses na. I am waiting for my opportune moment. Malay mo, malasing ng slide si Bullet. Tapos may consent. Yun yung pinaka-importante muna. May consent dapat. Pero okay lang kahit lasing siya.
Okay, ang problema nga, hindi ako umiinom, di ba?
Okay. So, punta na tayo sa ano. Ang tawag ko sa portion na ito ay tea or no tea, Jingitera edition. Ano ba yung tea? Mga reasons kung ano ang mga kinakaingitan ng mga tao.
Okay.
So, first category natin, or first tea, is about money. So, ang celebrity reference natin is Jinky Pacquiao. Are you guys familiar with Jinky Pacquiao? Wow.
Oh naman.
Ew, why?
Bakit si Jinky pa kayo? Bakit hindi lang si Chris Aquino?
So the question is,
Jingitera ba kayo when someone posts luxury stuff online? So sino unang sasagot? Magbataw ba topic muna kayo?
Bauna ka nakiti, girl.
Okay. So ako, hindi eh. Hindi talaga ako, hindi ako nainggit dun sa mga, I mean, sometimes I wish na meron akong ganun, but do I wish na parang sana ako na lang yung meron siya. Kasi diba parang those are two different things na parang, ako dapat yung may ganyan, yes. Hindi siya dapat yung may ganyan eh. I don't necessarily feel na, nainggit na ako sa ibang tao just because of the luxury that they have in life sa kayong mga pinupost nila. Although, alam mo, interesting din na pinili mo nga si Jinky Pacquiao kasi di ba she's come under a lot of heat because of her posting yung mga kayamanan niya dyan, yes. Sa ano, social media, di ba, Instagram, Facebook and all. And people are thinking, parang they're quick to minimize yung reaction ng mga tao na parang, hala, ang napaka-ingitero nyo naman. Pero alam mo, if you think about it, really, she's coming from, I mean, I know, like, we all know that they weren't born into money, di ba? But they actually worked for the money that they have. I mean, di ba? Parang, I mean, yung tax, right. Ibang usapan, mm-hmm. yun. Kung nag-abide, yeah. ba sila ng tamang tax, let's wait for the BIR to tell us that. But I think just now, when a lot of people are living in poverty, di ba? Kapag tinignan mo kung ano yung demographics ng mga tao, parang insensitive lang din kasi talaga. Am I saying that just because other people don't have what you have, you don't have to, you cannot post things, mm-hmm. anymore? my answer to that will be also a question. Will your riches be any less true if people don't see it? Or your riches are really measured by the amount of money that you have in the bank, diba? Kasi hindi ko alam, hindi mo rin kasi makita na para siyang inspirational for people because, you know, na parang syempre may swerte din. Lahat naman yata ng kuminang yumaman, may kasamang swerte yung buhay nila, yes. Diba? We all acknowledge that. Plus hard work din, right. Diba? Kagaya nung kay Manny, diba? Hard work din yan dahil nagsusuntok-suntok siya dyan sa pagiging boxer niya. Yung ibang mga bagay, syempre hindi na ako nag-agree sa kanya.
Suntok-suntok.
Napaka-straight yung pagsabi mo na
suntok-suntok. Ganyan.
Alam ba, kanina ko suntok.
Pero yun talaga, I think, wala, hindi ako nainggit. But I think also people have to be conscious naman din. Kasi feeling ko yung mga tao na mayayaman na talagang mayayaman, hindi naman na nila kailangan i-post na parang, ooh, look at me, I have ganyan. Oo, plantita ko pero forest edition yung plantita ko. Yung mga ganyan.
Yun ata yung difference between old money tsaka new money, di ba? Yung mga new money daw, mas ano sila, mas prone sila mag-post ng mga ganon online because they want people to know na, ay, I achieved this na, I have this stuff na.
Mayaman na,
yes,
ako.
Yes, parang ganon.
Correct.
Whereas yung old money, they don't have to prove anything.
True. Plus kasi, because they were born into that, that's the norm for them. Parang ang lagi kong ginagamit na reference is, yeah, like ginagamit na reference is yung Lord of the Rings, di ba? Yung mga elves, ganyan. Parang ang sa tingin ng mga ibang mga creatures sa Middle Earth, they're magical. But for elves, hindi. Elves lang kami. It's just a way of life for us.
Oo. Ikaw naman, ano, Kita Girl Marga.
Ako, my answer would be a bit different from Bullet. Ayoko din yung idea na para lang makuha ko yung yaman, gusto ko mawala sa'yo. Ayoko nun. Pero do I wish sometimes that I have that we have more money? Of course. Ito naman, sinishare namin to sa podcast namin. I experienced what it was like to have a life with money and then to have it all go away and then you have to work hard for it. Actually, mas inggit ako sa mga tao na hindi malaki ang financial obligations nila. Doon ako mas naiinggit. Diba, lahat tayo nagtatrabaho. You know what it's like when we have to pay for bills, we have to send money, we have to pay for ourselves. Tapos minsan may maririnig ka from your friends or family na they don't have to pay rent, they don't have to pay ganito. Lahat ng pera nila para sa kanila. Actually, masinggit ako doon.
I don't have a sugar daddy. I never had a sugar daddy. If I wanted
daddy,
to,
I could go
and
have a sugar
daddy.
One. Ganon. So, yun lang yung, masinggit ako doon. Doon sa mga taong hindi ganun kalaki yung financial obligations nila. Pero okay lang maingget. We're human. So, okay lang yun. Ang importante is you don't wish ill will on anyone just to get it.
Yes. Oo. True yan. Oo. Okay, ito. Next category. Relationship status. So, ang celebrity reference natin ay si Tony Gonzaga tsaka si Paul Soriano. Okay, sino unang sasagot?
Si Marga naman, dahil ako yung nauna eh.
Okay.
Oh, sige, okay. Okay, ikaw Marga muna. Okay, sa mga relationships around you, have you ever thought of this? Feeling ko hindi sila bagay, feeling ko hindi sila magtatagal, or buti pa siya may jowa, buti pa siya free gawin gusto niya because he or she is single.
As the friend who has always been single and as the relative who has always been single, I've always had those thoughts na parang feeling mo, medyo hindi yata okay. But do I tell that person? Of course, I don't. Because ako, I believe in meeting.
You don't?
I don't. Paano lang naman yan? Tipong kailangan makilala ko muna. I've had friends na really long-standing friends besides Bullet. So, contrary to the belief na may friends talaga ako outside of Madden, Manila.
Mga anime characters ba ito, Mark?
O, hindi imaginary, Pookie mo. Hindi, ah. Lumagpas na ako sa face na yun ang buhay ko. Charot! So, sometimes, di ba, dahil ikaw yung single friend, ikaw yung laging may invite agad, na, uy, sama ka sa amin, ganun, mala third wheel. So, ako, I believe in meeting the person first. Alam mo, mga major turn-off sa akin, as long as this person cares for my friend, I would respect them. I would, you know, accept them. Ako yung madaling ligawan na friend na parang maging okay.
Laka masyadong standards.
Jowa mo. Pero walang yan. Oo, pero alam mo, pag ako ay sinama mo sa, kunyari, sumama ka sa kanila manood ng sine, di ba? Pag ikaw ay pag ikaw ay maingay sa sinihan, X ka sa akin bigla. Mga ganun levels. Yung mga, I don't mind kung hindi ka as ka-level ng friend ko intellectually. I don't mind that as long as you care for them. Pero pag nakakahiya ka sa sinihan, nakakahiya ka sa sinihan.
So may reservations.
Maybe, Jenny, I've may reservations ako pag gano'n. Ibig sabihin lang, sige, sasama ko kayo, pero never again sa sinihan.
Ay, walang nako. Walang yaka
yung ingay niyo. Mga gano'n. And the ingay is not the, ano, laplapan kind. It's the ingay like, kunyari may sumabog na bomba sa movie, maunaan pa nila na, boom! May gano'n pa sila. Oh my God, no!
Nagbayad sila sa sine para maging ano, special effects talaga doon, ganyan.
Oo!
Ay, sound effects pala.
Nakakalok.
Okay. Eh, doon naman sa ano, doon naman sa relationship. Yung sinabi mo na ano, na parang naiinggit ka ba na yung iba merong jowa, ganyan. Or tanggap mo na parang dadating din yung time ko, parang ganun.
My gosh, why is this episode attacking me?
Yun talaga yung brand ko eh. Naka-attack talaga ako ng guest.
Well, ano naman eh. Bullet would attest to this. Dahil siya rin naman. Medyo matagal na kami magkakilala. I wouldn't say na tinanggap ko na that I would be single for the rest of my life. Kumbaga, ngayon nandun na ako sa age. I'm 32 na. To be honest, I've never had a really serious relationship in my life. As in yung tipong ano, crying over someone for days. Wala akong ganun. Probably because lagi kong gino-joke na I have intimacy issues. Especially when it comes to relationships. I have a lot of trust issues. It's because of what happened to me growing up. So mahirap sa akin mag-subject doon. Pero I wouldn't say that I would be closed off to the idea of meeting someone. Because I am. I'm open to it. It's just that I don't lose sleep over it na. Walang ganun. Kasi okay naman ako sa sarili ko. I'm happy with my friends. I'm happy with work. I'm happy being able to pursue whatever I want without the interference. Sorry, ang term ko. Without needing to ask for consent from a partner. But I wouldn't mind that sense of companionship. Ano lang, okay lang. Do I envy my friends? Lalo na pag nag-aaway na sila. Tapos may kita mo sa Facebook, nakapost na yung away nila. Siyempre hindi, no? Ginusto mo yan eh. Tapos pa-post yung sa Facebook.
Yun. Pero kapag mga holidays, like ganito, malamig na.
Hindi rin. Immune na din kasi ako sa family reunion na walang ginawa kundi tanungin ka kung may jowa ka o wala eh. Immune na din ako.
Pero nananawagan po kami sa lahat ng mga kahuntahan dyan na naghahanap ng isang 32-year-old na single woman na financially viable. Diyan
financially viable! Ready mo to pan.
Ready magsustento, ganyan.
Yun nga, basta ganun. Because at a certain point, Jelly, especially women are under pressure a lot to marry,
yes,
to have
true.
Kids. Lagi yun nangyayari. Pero for women like me, who still don't have partners and they're in their 30s, it's okay. For me, it's okay. There's nothing wrong because having kids and being married is not the absolute formula for happiness.
I see
so many people who have all of these things in their lives, pero they are so incredibly unhappy.
Yeah.
So, kumbaga, you have to find your happiness, whatever it is, by yourself. Hindi siya kailangan dinictate na kung sino man sa buhay mo. If you want a family, go ahead.
Aside from Marga, who now has this view on relationships and being single and life in general, I also have a friend who, when we were both younger, she would always talk about her dream of moving to the countryside. Tarin ng countryside, kala mo naman, ano, no, layo sa Maynila. No, pero yun nga, moving to the countryside na merong mga idyllic na bahay, tas meron silang apat na aso, and then they would have children, tas may pangalan na yung mga anak nila. But now, you know, as we age a little bit more, nagbabago din eh, na parang you gain a different perspective in life based on your experiences and based on where you are. But what's important is yun nga, na parang you have to have an acceptance of your life right now and know that you are enough kung meron ka mang jowa or wala, ganyan.
Right. Alam mo, it was really bad, Jelly, in my late 20s, yung bago ka mag-30, yun yung time na sobrang panik na panik. Uh-oh.
Parang takot kang mag-isa, di ba? Lalo na yung mga, kung nakikita mo yung mga friends mo na yun, very stable yung relationships, ganyan. Oo, getting married, may mga anak na, ganyan.
Oo, when I met Bullet, I was 26, I think 27. So yun yung mga time na parang iniisip ko na, oh my God, wala pa akong jowa. Paano yun pag nag-30 ako, wala akong asawa, wala akong boyfriend. Paano na?
And it's, oo. It's just something that naturally happens. I mean, kahit ako nung nag-30 ako eh. Kasi I'm 30 now.
Wow! Ang lakas ko yung bandera yung age ko. Tapos sinungalingan mo lang ako.
I'm 35 years old now. Pero yun nga, when you hit 30, para lang di natutulog, di ba? Charot. pero yun nga. Before I hit 30, somebody told me that exactly what Marga said, na parang you gain a different perspective in life. And it's not something that I sought to change my perspective in life no nag-30 ako. It just naturally happened. Na parang yung pressure, yung internal pressure ko on myself to prove something to other people, it's just not that big anymore, because I know that I've put a lot of work in during my 20s, and I can I have something to be proud of already. I mean, I'm not just gonna rest or sit back and, you know, watch life as it happens. I'm still gonna apply myself to everything that I do, but yun lang, pag 30 meron ka ng self-assurance, alam mo yun.
Na-feel mo na ba, kasi nga you're in a relationship, na-feel mo na ba na mainggit sa mga single people?
I'm yeah, also part true. Of that relationship. Nakisama! Nakisambid!
Yes, I am.
Lalo na ngayon, di ba? Parang...
yes, Marga.
Ang daming alter accounts, mga ganyan.
Kasama si Marga talaga.
Sorry, tumawa lang ako sa tanong ah. Hindi dahil may alam ako ah. Tumawa lang ako.
Nako na ang huli po si Mark.
Oh, hindi ah. Happy ako sa relationship ko. I don't feel envious of people who are not in a relationship, because I'm thankful where I am now. Nung mas bata ako though, naalala ko, I would feel envious of people who had partners na merong abs, na... alam mo yon, na parang model-esque yung dating, ganyan. Meron din akong jowa noon eh, noong mga panahon eh, pero sa partner ko ngayon. Pero noon talaga, I would look at other couples and I would think, oh my gosh, how is it to be the person who lies down next to that hunk of a man? Masinghot mo lang yung, ano yun, nasa tabi mo, parang, let's go, let's do it, ganyan. Hindi, pero ngayon talaga, now that I'm a little bit older, but prettier, I just look for, ano, I really just look for the emotional stability, tapos yung conversations talaga mean more to me than anything else.
Wow, ang mature nung sagot. Ang taray, ano. Next category, physical attractiveness. Ang celebrity reference natin, itong ating guest ngayon, si Nadine Lustre. Okay, sino unang sasagot? Ay, bilang Nadine to, si Bullet po unang sasagot.
Alam mo, nung mas bata ako, gels talaga. I will admit that I had a lot of insecurities.
Mukha siyang lamok. Charot.
Kakabangon pa lang sa mapagiging kitikiti. Alam mo yun.
Hindi pa uso ang vitamins. Ganun.
Correct. As in, pag nakita mo talaga yung mga pictures ko nung mas bata ako.
Kitikiti.
Ganun. Yun talaga yun.
Oo. As in, walang joke. As in, kung yung old self ko, yung ako ngayon, kung kailan uso na yung tokhang, nanganganib talaga ako, girl, because iba talaga yung itsura. Siguro also because it comes with being gay, yung body dysmorphia, na parang, ala, parang ang pangit ko, bakit parang ang haba ng mukha ko, bakit ang taba-taba ko, bakit wala akong abs, bakit yung balikat ko walang bilog-bilog kagaya ng mga ibang nakikita ko sa magazine, kasi magazine pa dati, di ba? No, kasi di ba parang yung iba rounded talaga, parang nakaka-vegeta yung balikat nila, yung ganyan.
Vegeta! Ganun lang din kaliit. Tapos ang laki ng ulo, tapos masal-masal, di ba?
Nung medyo tumanda na nga ako, na-realize ko na parang, alam mo, may market lahat. Na parang hindi man ako yung masal-masal, hindi man ako yung tipong kasing chiseled yung mga mukha, yung mukha din, ganyan. May market ako eh. Alam mo yun, yung mga tao na personality talaga yung hanap. Hindi talaga itsura. Charot.
Oy, oy, grabe, pero bulit may itsura ka kasi.
Lahat naman tayo may itsura, may iba lang na hindi. Na hindi magandang tingnan.
Oh, yun. Marg, sikaw.
About ano, about physical attractiveness. Ako as a woman and also as a plus size woman, just ko naman, napakahirap sa Pinas na ang mga tao ang gusto lagi ay maputi, napayat.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos at maputi, the same time, docile lang person. Na docile lang personality, which I'm the complete opposite of in every way. So it has been hard. It was really hard growing up. Nung bata ako, sobrang favorite ako kasi ang cute ko naman talaga nung bata. Promise, yung nanay ko talaga. Tapos may proof yan, magpapadala din ako ng pictures na sobrang cute ko nung bata ako. Pero when I got older, na syempre, chubby-chubby, mataba talaga. Hanggang ngayon naman, problem pa din naman siya. Do the comments get easier? No, they don't. Pero what I appreciate now is we see people who are proud of what they look like Lizzo. Lizzo, alam mo, lagi namin itong minimension ng kapatid ko kasi talaga malalaki kaming magkakapatid and I'm the youngest of three. When Lizzo first became famous, dun lang namin nasabi na shock sa wakas, meron tayong nakikita na katulad ng itsura natin. Yung true. Katawan, na katulad ng itsura natin. Tapos hindi siya na idea.
Kaya very sobrang important, di ba, yung representation.
Yes, correct. Sobrang importante. And sobrang importante yun sa akin. And it took me a long time din. Until now, alam mo, may comment na laging hate na hate ko, laging naririnig dati sa mga family reunion. Yung sasabihan ka ng, alam mo, ang ganda-ganda mo sana, pero ang taba mo kasi. Sobrang lagi ko yung naririnig dati. Diba? Sabihin ko na lang, di ko na lang nag-stop sa maganda. Okay na yun, tama ka na dun, di ba?
And kaya I kailangan may condition pa, no?
Oo, may condition pa para maging maganda. Kaya parang inisip ko, okay lang naman ako sa itsura ko ngayon. Do I wish to be thinner? Of course. Dahil nga, lagi mo siyang nakikita eh. I don't mind looking the way that I look now. If only people would also be okay with it generally. Pero kasi sobrang konti lang din ang mga tao sa paligid mo na parang okay na okay sila sa itsura mo. May gosh, ang hirap niya na parang ang tagal mo nang hindi nakita tapos tatanungin ka pa kung kailan ka magpapapayat. Parang, uy, ano ba? 2020 na, hindi pa rin ba tayo magbabago?
Oo.
Aknatin.
And for me, doon ko mas na-realize yung beauty standards. Dahil sobrang hirap maghanap ng makeup para sa skin color ni Bullet. Sobrang hirap makapaghanap ng makeup na okay sa skin ko. Kasi when you're plus size, you sweat a lot. Nag-oxidize, di ba? It was really hard for me to also find makeup that was okay with us. Tapos, dun ko na-realize na grabe pala talaga ang beauty standards. Because everything that you see mostly in stores, they're marketed towards what society wants women to look. Rather than us being catered to as the consumers, na kayo magbigay ng produkto na kailangan namin. Hindi parang sinasabi nila, maging ganito ka, magpaputi ka, magpapayat ka, para maabot mo tong binibenta namin. Baliktad.
Di ba kaya nga sobrang benta din ng ano, ng Fenty? Yung kay Rihanna?
Fenty,
kasi
correct.
Kasi nung nag-launch siya, sobrang dami ng ano, ng
yung shades talaga.
For different skin tones. Kaya siya sobrang celebrated.
I really thank Rihanna for that. Murahan mo lang ng konti naman. Maawa ka naman sa mga Pinoy.
Ako naman, ano, wala. Share ko lang din. Kasi before, nung nasa Philippines ako, very insecure ako sa hair ko. Kasi curly yung hair ko. Tapos sa color ko, kasi sobrang, ano, maitim ako, ganyan. Tapos ang tawag sa akin nun, ano, parang kapag kulot-salot, mga ganun. So lagi, di ba, ang standards, high school pa lang, parang nagpaparibond na, nagpaparelax, diba? Usong-usa yung ganun. Nung pumunta na ako sa US, parang dun ko na-appreciate yung ganda natin. So tama si Bullet na ano na iba lang yung market.
True.
Diba?
True talaga yan. May market for everyone.
Feeling ko naman talaga wala yung market ko dito. Kaya sa mga malay mo dyan sa mga aligid-aligid ni Jelly dyan sa Texas.
True.
Okay, ito naman. Fourth category, professional success. Ang celebrity reference natin, all showbiz personalities. Kayo, na-feel nyo na ba yun? Kasi naging magka-work kayo, di ba? Nainggit na ba kayo sa isa't isa?
No. Never ako nainggit kay Bullet. First of all, hindi nung una kami naging friends, hindi kami magka-same ng team. So, there wasn't really that sense of competition. When finally I joined Bullet's team, we're both trainers, I did not envy Bullet because everyone loved Bullet sa ano namin, sa company namin. Lahat kilala siya, lahat love siya. Tapos, grabe yung, the fact na si Bullet kilala niya yung mga tao by name, yun pa lang, sabi ko, shucks, hindi ko natatry.
Wow, Miss Congeniality.
Alam mo, true yan. Ito, si Bullet yung type ng tao na bawat floor na mag-stop yung elevator, tapos may sumakay, may kilala siya. When I was younger, I was like that. Pero when I got older and bitchier, I didn't do that anymore.
Bitchier yung bitchier talaga.
Yung talaga yun. Pero I never envied Bullet for that because every action na ginagawa ni Bullet, under the radar siya, kita siya, di ba?
Bigyan po natin ng ano ng time para magsalita si Bullet.
O, try mga Bullet. May inggit ka ba sa akin?
Alam mo, inggit na inggit kasi ako kay, ano, inggit na inggit talaga kasi ako kay Marga kasi I wish I had her charm in any sense.
San banda?
Yes, Bobby?
Oo. Tsaka yung sense of humor mo kasi bentang-benta yun kay Mama eh. Tas bentang-benta rin sa akin. I never really felt ano envious of Marga because yung nga mahirap din talaga when ano mahirap when you try to compare yourself with other people in the company. Have I fallen into that trap before? Yes, I have. There was a point where I mean especially last year there was a point in my professional life where I was working with another friend of ours yung friend namin eh, talagang G talaga siya sa trabaho. I mean, you know, hindi ko rin kinakaya kung paano niya nasusustain. Hindi ko rin talaga naisip kung paano niya nasusustain. And at one point, I distanced myself from her because I couldn't keep up. And I kind of took it against her because she was being a, and she was keeping up with the Kardashians. So she was keeping up with all the... She was keeping up with all the demands of work. And I truly, honestly felt bad. Na parang, huy, kumalma ka naman. Kasi nakita mo naman, I'm struggling din dito. But, you know, after I was given time to breathe, I was given a break. I actually sat down with that friend and I apologized. Sabi ko talaga sa kanya, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I kind of felt bad about you because you were, you know, you were able to keep your head above water when I was, ano. You're beautiful. Perfect. You look like Linda Evangelista. Hindi, pero yun talaga, na parang while I was drowning, you were able to keep your head above water. And she's that kind of person. She's the take charge kind of person. And that worked for her. And I apologized to her because of what I felt, because I realized that it was wrong for me to expect her to make herself smaller just because I couldn't keep up. I just realized that that organization wasn't for me anymore. And that's why I decided to leave and I was happier for it.
Pero ano ha, I respect you Bullet ha for acknowledging na ikaw yung may mali din. It takes a lot of maturity to do that eh, di ba? Kasi,
di ba?
You just project yung insecurity mo, di ba? Sa ibang tao. Na parang ang tendency sila yung may mali, pero in reality, ikaw talaga yung may ano, ikaw talaga yung may fault.
Yeah. We're slaves to our emotions. We're slaves to our emotions. When we feel something, we just succumb to it.
Okay, so bago tayo pumunta sa ating takeaway, babasahin ko muna yung mga questions kasi nag-post ako sa, ano, sa Facebook tsaka sa Instagram kung ano ang gusto nilang itanong sa inyo. Wait lang, buksan ko lang yung Google Forms. Ito, first question. I think si Mom Shrey ang nagtanong. Since former office mate sila, was there a time na mas successful ang isa in terms of career? Nakaramdam ba ng inggit ang isa? How did the person handle it?
Si Mom Shrey, gustong mag-away kami. Sige, gagawin namin. I-guess nyo kami sa coffee na lang din. Doon kami mag-away. Okay, sige.
I think nasagot natin yun kanina, no?
Oo.
So, punta tayo sa next question.
Okay, next question. Ano pong pakiramdam na may co-host sa podcast? Nainggit na ba kayo sa mga nagso-solo like ni Miss Jelly or nasa group like Kodazers? Shania. Si Shania ang nagtanong nito.
Hi, Shania.
Hi, Shania.
Yeah, no, ako hindi ako naiinggit because when we initially thought of, I mean, the first time that I really thought of podcasting was way, way back 2011. And that was way before I knew Marga. Pero hindi nga ganun kasi kadali mag-podcast. But even then, yung podcast na iniisip ko wasn't a solo podcast because parang mas masarap kasi sa akin din eh. Grabe yung responsibility to to do a podcast alone. Kaya parang feeling ko kailangan ko pang pag-aralan kung paano yung gawin. Pero nung iniisip namin yung Matt in Manila, it was always going to be Marga and I. And then I'm also part of another podcast, which is Hayati Podcast, and that is a podcast I host with three of my other friends. Pero sa Mad in Manila, I think Mad in Manila is perfect. It's beautiful. It looks like Linda Evangelista the way that it is.
Oh yes. Oo.
Pero believe kami sa mga nagsusolo podcast, like ikaw, Jelly, gosh, lahat ikaw
hinahayaan ko nga lang magsalita.
Hindi, even if you have guests. Pero while you have guests, pero these guests, they come and go, but you're the face of Huntahan. That's a huge responsibility. Kaya bilib kami sa'yo. Okay na din ako. Hindi ako naiingit actually dun sa mas malaking group or dun sa solo. Because like, I don't think my ego is that big to say na me talking for an hour by myself is something people would be interested to listening to. So hindi naman ganun katindi yung ego ko. Kailangan talaga may ka-bounce off ka ng ideas in terms of how I communicate. For others who are able to do it themselves, kudos to you. Bigatin talaga kayo dyan. Kaya push.
Yes. Actually, ako nainggit ako sa inyo. Kasi nga, meron kayong... kasi may kausap kayo. Like, hindi kayo nag-worry kung meron kayong interviewin. Ako kasi kailangan ko talaga ng guest. I need someone talaga to talk to. Kasi ang hirap, no, kapag solo podcast. Hindi ko pa siya na-try. I think na-try ko siya one episode lang. Pero hindi talaga. Hindi ko carry.
Tsaka, Jelly, sometimes talaga, we need someone. Sometimes talaga.
We need... Okay, ito naman. Hindi niya nilagay yung name. Pero ito daw. Sino ang mas maganda ang boses? Nainggit na ba kayo sa boses ng co-host nyo?
Hindi!
Oo. Hindi may inggit si Bullet sa boses ko dahil hindi ganun kaganda yung boses ko. Pero ako inggit. Yung boses ni Bullet.
Uy, maganda ang boses mo!
Ay, thank you so much. Pero, I often don't believe that. Pero you know what? Yung boses ni Bullet... he needs no modulation. Laging buo yung tono ni Bullet. Whether he's speaking into a phone mic right now, but it still works. Ako, I need a microphone para mas malinis yung dating ng tono ko. Pero si Bullet, even when we were training, walang effort yan. Never kong naabutan si Bullet when we trained language. We were speaking in English 8-9 hours a day. We were talking most of the time. There were days na namamaos ako dati nung trainer ako. Si Bullet never kong na-experience na nawalan siya ng boses ever. Ganong kabuo yung tono niya.
You have to train your throat kasi I can show you techniques.
Well, I'm sure. Ako kasi sigurado ako that Bullet's throat can take and has taken a lot. Kaya matibay.
Yes. Totoo naman yan. I will not dispute that. Hindi ako talaga nainggit. But then, sa Mad in Manila, a lot of people have been telling us that isa sa mga bagay na pinaka na-enjoy nila ay kapag ka bumubunghalit na si Marga ng tawa niya na parang yung ano mo yun, yung parang tita. Parang tumatama sa bingo every time. Pag may joke ako, yung tawa niya talagang sumasabog. Alam mo yun?
Oh, actually, trademark na yan ng Mad in Manila. Yung tawa ni Marga.
Oo.
Ito medyo serious yung question niya ha. Mom yung nagtanong. Sabi niya, I want to teach my kid not to be envious. Any tips? Stories to tell. I know I should teach by example, pero feel ko di niya mag-grasp yung concept ng inggit at di ko ma-explain ng maayos. Ha ha ha, help.
Well, what I can share about how I grew up is that I didn't feel na yung mom ko, my mom was a single mom when I was growing up, so siya lang talaga. My mom never shielded us na hindi madali, na mahirap yung buhay namin, na hindi madali yung buhay namin at that time. We were not shielded from the news, hindi kami na shield na. Alam, I remember before nung young kami, sinasabi ng mga pinsan namin, buti pa kayo, pinapayagan kayo ng mama mo to do this. Manood ng wrestling, manood ng news, manood ng mga shows na usually at that age, wala kang access or even books. So I was thinking na I think it was a way for my mom to tell us na hindi lahat ng buhay kailangan pasarap. Hindi lahat. There was a lot more that I wish I was exposed to when I was younger. My mom had a bad habit of keeping secrets. Normally, she kept secrets because she feels na masasaktan talaga kami. But she never shielded us from the realities of life. I guess it's because kaya din niya tinago yung mga ibang bagay is dahil ayaw niya kaming masaktan. Naku, nani na naman, pero hindi pa ako iiyak. So I think the most
that isipin mo na lang RC Cola to.
If we were to...
tinago niya yung... Oo.
Nakakagalit.
Oo. So parang isipin mo na lang, if we were to become parents or me as a child growing up, how I would want my parents to teach. I would want my parents to teach me the value of money. I see so many kids na hindi nila ma-differentiate na magkano ba ang 1,000? Maliit lang yan. Parang sa kanila na parang bilan mo ako nito kasi 1,000 lang yan. I've seen that in a lot of kids. Nowadays, what else? Na parang masyadong binibigyan ng importansya ang social media. Wala sa social media ang kasiyahan. So, napakadelikado ngayon para sa mga bata because their image on social media means so much to them. And in order to teach them how to avoid being envious is to teach them their self-worth, to teach them that everyone has a different type of self-worth. And just because you are not the same as anyone else doesn't mean na hindi ka worthy. So yun, I think ang magandang maturo. Napakahirap nun. I don't know how to begin to do that. But it's merely having conversations with your kids.
Yes.
Na hindi lang sila binibaby. Ayun.
Correct. Gosh, wow. I think that's a good way to start.
Charo.
I think that's
tita lang ako. Tita na lang ako.
I think it's a good way to start. Start with self-worth because for a young child, that's a lot easier to understand. And then as your children grow up, you have to also start talking to them about where all these things are coming from. Like, why do you feel like you're not as pretty as other people? It's because you're trying to measure yourself by the yardstick that is set by other people. Like, for example, maitim ka, kulot yung buhok mo, mataba ka, nabata. That doesn't mean you're not worthy just because you don't see yourself on TV. Diba? You are worth loving and you are a person that is that completes another person's life. Because look around you. You look like a lot of other people around here. Diba? And then as they grow older, then you start talking to them about, oh, yun, kasi meron talaga tayong tinatawag na representation. So wag mong hanapin sa yung sarili mo doon sa mga nakikita mo sa Instagram, yung mga sumisikat sa Instagram na influencers, ganyan. Yung kayamanan, wag ka masyadong maingit because talk to them about social justice also, tsaka talagang yung inequalities nung society. Talk about how really society is not set up to be fair to a lot of people.
Tsaka, di ba, sabi nga, life is unfair to many people. So, that makes it fair, I guess. Di ba, yun yung quote. Anyway, eto na. So, punta na tayo sa takeaways. Meron ba kayong takeaways dito? Wait lang, message nyo muna sa mga taong may envy sa heart.
Ang mga message ko sa taong may envy sa heart, it's okay to desire something better for yourself and that you see that better situation in someone else's life. My advice is to not let it consume you. Don't think na just because ganun sila, doesn't mean na hindi ka rin pwede maging ganun. Ako, I've learned that people who let that anger, let that envy turn into resentment, it's more of a hindrance to them succeeding rather than the push they need. Yun ang mahirap eh, pag yung inggit, sobrang consumed ka, na parang feeling mo, the world owes you something. The world does not owe you something. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is, you do something so that your world can change. More. Kung gusto mo ng something better, do it. Diba? Ako, I often hear about people commenting about the stuff that I do, pagpa-podcast ko, pag the places that I go to, the things I buy. Ako kasi, collector ako, ganun. Medyo magastos akong tao. But that's why I work hard, because I want to achieve these things. Everything that I get, it's because I work hard. Tapos, kung gusto mo din, walang pumipigil. Walang pumipigil sa'yo. So, again, don't let that anger consume you. Work hard so that you can get whatever it is that you want. Yun lang yun. Sige mang away, pwede ba? Trabaho lang tayo.
Oo, kanya-kanya na lang.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. And you're, ano talaga, yeah, and you're envy will only lead you to lose more things. It will lead you to lose people in your life, because nobody likes a jealous person in their life. And just because you feel that a person does not deserve the partner that they have in life, the amount of riches or money that they have in life, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get a better partner or a more handsome, a more, you know, a more... a prettier partner, or that doesn't also mean that you're going to get automatically a raise in your job. Dahil lang naiingit ka. It's really still the amount of work that you put in. And, you know, syempre, again, swerte din. I mean, di ba? Hindi ko din talaga masabi na hard work lang talaga. Swerte. And kung ano yung meron ka, I think gratitude also takes you a long, long way. Yung envy din naman, I think, is rooted in not having enough gratitude for the things that you have. So if you focus on what you have and you become more grateful for that, and then you start with that, know that eto lang yung meron ako ngayon, I'm going to work with this and see where this takes me. Instead of, dapat kasi ako yung nandun sa lugar ni ano, ni person na ganito eh. That's, wala, that's not going to make your life any better.
Mo, when you focus on yourself, you don't really compare, di ba, yung sarili mo sa ibang tao. Ayun. Meron ba kayong gustong i-shout out, Madden Manila?
Shout out sa mga kamim namin na makikinig sa episode ng Huntahan Nights, dahil they're very supportive sa lahat ng mga...
Yes, hello mga kamim.
Mga appearance sa mga guesting sa podcast.
Guesting, yes. Mga artista.
Bilang celebrities. Charot, oo. Oo, tsaka sa mga kahuntahan, maraming salamat sa pakikinig dito. I know... Ibang-iba din kami dun sa mga nagigest na ni Jelly, ganyan. Kasi sinabi naman namin kanina. Na nakikinig lagi kami kay Jelly. Oo, nakikinig kami lagi kasi sa'yo eh. Tapos, yung mga tao nga na dito madalas, matino, char. Pero yun, thank you. Kung umabot kayo dito sa point na to ng Huntahan Nights, thank you for staying. And if you want to listen more, if you want to hear Marga and I talk about the current affairs here in the Philippines with a comedy twist, just please listen to us on Madden Manila podcast. Kung nasa Spotify kayo ngayon, nandito rin kami. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
Oo, socials din, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Madden Manila. Sundan niyo din kami. Sama niyo rin kami sa mga pakikinig niyo. Suportahan niyo kami ng Huntahan Nights sa PPD Awards. So please vote for us, and also Huntahan Nights para maghakot award ang mga taga Pipe Network. Charot!
Oo. At yung mga gusto nyo ipadala kay Jelly, ipadala, kami na yung tatanggap. Oo, kami na yung tatanggap bilang nasa malayo siyang lugar. Sa amin yun na muna papadala dito. Tapos titikman na lang namin for her. Yes.
Kung lalaki din yan, willing din kaming tumikim bago makarating kay Jelly.
Okay. Thank you, Madden Manila, for guesting.
Thank you, Jelly.
Salamat po sa pakikinig sa ating episode for today. For more podcasts like this one, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. At syempre, gusto namin kayong makuntahan off record. To make it happen, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Huntahan Nights. Remember, Wednesday night is for Huntahan Nights.